Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Johanna Moe, author of the new novel, The Shadow Lily. Alice Blanchard wrote about the novel, this beautifully written story about a small town detective who becomes entangled in the mystery that trapped her father for over a decade, drew me in with its authentic voice. If you love Tana French, then The Shadow Lily is for you. Johanna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The Shadow Lily, how would you describe the novel?
It's about Hannah Dunker, who moves back to Öland, and that's an island in the southern part of Sweden. She starts to work for the local police. She once fled because her father was convicted of murder. But she's realized that she needs to deal with that, with her past. And also she wants to find out what really happened, because she has a strong feeling that she hasn't been told the whole truth. And that kind of like the background story of the series. And in The Shadow Lily, the investigation that Hannah is taking care of is a missing persons case. A woman comes home and finds the house empty. Her husband and toddler are missing. So she needs to find out what happened to them.
And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write The Shadow Lily?
Yeah, it was actually a missing persons case on Ireland. A young boy went missing and he was only 5 years old. And that kind of got my imagination started. But the case in The Shadow Lily is all just fiction, but that's got it started. Because I was moved by how everyone got engaged in looking for this little boy.
And I'm curious, what was your initial writing journey that led you to writing your first stories and then getting your first novel published?
Yeah, I've wanted to be a writer for as long as I can remember. When I started to read, I just felt like, wow. So it's been a long journey. It took me almost 30 years to get my first one published, but I've always wanted to be a writer.
And what took you 30 years? I mean, were you writing novels during that time, or was the first novel that you got published the first novel you wrote? What was that?
No, it wasn't. I think I wrote, I've thrown them away, so I don't really remember. But I think I wrote maybe five or something before I got the first one published. Yeah, so it was a difficult journey. I mean, it's a hard skill to master.
And what was that challenge for you to master? What were you trying to, I guess, figure out as you were writing those five novels on the way to writing the novel that got published, your first novel?
I mean, how you do it? I've been teaching creative writing as well. And the most common mistake, and I did that in the beginning, I mean, you get to the end and you think it's done, but it never is. I mean, you have to work on it and edit and edit and edit before it's actually publishable. Yeah.
That's great.
And I've been getting better at planning, because in the beginning, I just didn't plan at all. I just had an idea about who I wanted to write about and maybe something about the subject. And then I started writing, and yeah, it wasn't a surprise. It isn't a surprise now that it ended up, they didn't end up well.
And so how has your writing process changed over time? Are you writing kind of extensive outlines before you sit down to write the first page?
I didn't start out with that. I published two books that were in kind of fiction and I had no plan. And after that, I felt that I needed a plan. And then I decided I was going to write crime fiction instead. And then I started to plan. So yeah, now I have a plan. But it differs from book to book when I start to write. Because also I need to, I don't know, I need to, I can't plan too much because it's only hypothetical. I need to start to write to kind of test the idea to see if it really works. So sometimes I kind of start to write before the pen is finished. But I plan the big things. I mean, now that I write crime fiction, I plan the murder. Who's going to die? Why is this person going to die? What are the main events and what are the characters? That's the main planning for me.
So kind of like a story outline or like or story beats, I think they say in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. And then I start by planning scenes as well. And maybe I plan 2/3 of the books with scenes. And then I start to write before I get to the end of the planning.
Great. Well, in your novel, The Shadow Lily, the phrase, even beautiful things can grow in the shade, is mentioned a couple of times. What does this mean and what does it refer to?
It's referred to a flower. In Swedish, the flower is actually called, the name is a shadow lily. But the translator contacted me and said that, well, the English name is for this flower is Toad Lily. That's not a very good book title. So we made up a story to that the name is made up by one of the characters in the book. And I just wanted to, just as you said, beautiful things can grow in the shadow.
Sure.
And it's suitable both for Hannah, the main character, and for Lykke, who is the one who made up the name in the story.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So are you working on another novel now?
Yes, I am. Or this week I've had a break because I just sent it in to my publisher in Sweden. So I'm waiting for the verdict.
And I'm curious, you what led you to trying your hand at crime fiction? Were you reading more crime fiction? Did you get interested in reading crime fiction?
I read a lot of crime fiction growing up, and looking back, I don't understand why I didn't start by writing that. But I was so filled up with the idea of becoming a writer that I wanted to write something more, I don't know, literary. Mm-hmm. I studied literature. But then I felt like, I want to write what I really feel like, and that's crime fiction. And now I can't imagine writing anything else, actually.
Gotcha. And you mentioned earlier that you've taught creative writing. I'm curious, what writing advice would you offer for those who are maybe on that same journey that you described earlier of trying to figure out how to write their own stories and novels?
Just do it and rewrite. Look at what you've written and think about how you can do it better.
Well, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
This summer I read a lot of Swedish crime fiction, and I don't think you would understand any of the titles and names, but some of my favorite Swedish crime writers have been published in English, and one of them is Mattias Edvardsson, A Nearly Normal Family. So that's a good tip.
That's great.
And also Camilla Grepe, The Ice Beneath Her. I actually used that novel when I taught creative writing because I think it's just such a clever crime novel.
And who are some of the kind of classic crime writers that you read kind of growing up or that you read?
Agatha Christie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read a lot of Stephen King. I often mention him. I think he's such a great storyteller.
True. Well, so these books are part of a series. So is the one that you just turned into your publisher, is that the third book in the series?
No, the third book in the series has actually been published in Sweden already. So this is the fourth one. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I've said that I'm going to do fine. But I don't want to plan too long ahead because, yeah.
That's great. Well,
we'll see.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels?
I'm most active on Instagram. And that's it's my name, Johanna Mo, _writer.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Johanna Mo, author of the new novel, The Shadow Lily. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Johanna, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He looks around before he steps into the garden. A door opens further down the street, and he pauses. The remnants of a laugh carry through the warm, late summer air. The tall hedges are blocking his view, but he sees a woman with a floral dress and long, dark hair emerge through one of the openings. She tosses a bag of rubbish into the bin. The green lid slams shut, and his heart skips a beat as she turns around to head back inside. For a split second, he is convinced she must have spotted him, because she stops, gazing in his direction. But then she shakes her head and disappears behind the hedge. He doesn't dare move until the woman is back in her house. A few quiet steps, and he reaches the front door. The key sticks in the lock, and he decides she must have given him the wrong one on purpose. A wave of stress-fueled nausea courses through his body. He hates that he got mixed up in this crap because he is incapable of saying no. Because he wanted to be nice. This can't go on. He needs to put a stop to it. For Hugo's sake. The key finally turns and the door swings open. He fumbles for the light switch in the hallway. The bulb on the ceiling comes on, flickers, and goes out. Damn it. Time isn't on his side, but there is no reason why this should take any longer than 15 minutes. Then he can leave the house, walk back to his car, and drive home. Without taking his shoes off, he makes his way past the fireplace and into the kitchen. He flicks the switch on the wall, but nothing happens. He glances at his watch, 18:57, and can't decide what to do while he waits. With a sigh, he slumps to the floor and hugs his knees. Maybe he should just forget the whole thing. Clear off now. But no, he doesn't dare. A few minutes later, the front door opens and he jumps up so suddenly that the room sways and he has to brace himself against the wall. He staggers out into the hallway. "We need to be quick," he says. "I'm in a hurry." He stops dead and stares at the person in the doorway. "What are you doing here?" The initial surprise transforms into panic, his brain unable to piece together the swirling fragments. The anger on the face in front of him. The determination. Why? His heart is in his mouth, his field of vision shrinking. A single clear thought manages to break through. Please help.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards. When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.